What are some good things for people to know in terms of resources out there for student entrepreneurs?
One great resource is my website, corpnet.com. I have a great blog that it's my own blog. It's the Startup Starting Line, you know. A lot of college students right now go to my website and my blog because we have a wealth of information from starting your business, the nuts and bolts, how to go after capital, going to college and, you know, having a business and keeping that business. You know, we also have different blogs, and I've written blog posts about specific business markets, like how to open up a restaurant business, how to open up a cupcake business, how to open up a photography business. And then what other resources I would recommend is obviously going to the SBA.gov website and, you know, checking out what's out there for, you know, college students. I would also recommend for any college student to get in touch with their college resource center. You know, I graduated from California State University of Northridge as an undergrad, and I know that just like my university, most universities offer a business resource center and a career center for college students, whereby they can put, you know, college students in touch with good referrals and great resources.
In fact, PCC does have one of those. I wish you'd talk to me for a minute about some of the legal ramifications of being a small business person. You said an LLC is necessary. What else does a new small business person need to know?
Well, definitely, first and foremost is getting your legal ducks in a row, because again, you know, as a business owner, even if you're making a dollar, you are putting yourself out there liably, and you know, you want to create that shield of protection for yourself. So first and foremost, if you're starting a business, make sure you get it legalized, whether it's by, you know, registering it as a sole proprietorship, DBA, partnership, forming an LLC, incorporating your business. And then once you've done that, you want to make sure the business stays in compliance and make sure that you're in compliance with the business on a yearly basis.
In compliance with what? I'm sorry.
In compliance with state requirements. And then in addition to that, you know, you always want to make sure as a small business owner that you are keeping your accounting up to date, have clean books and records, because guess what? The IRS is going to be on you, you know, so you don't want to get audited or raise the chances of being audited. You definitely want to consider having business insurance, you know. And then my thing is networking. Don't go out there as a small startup and throw thousands of dollars at advertising and thinking that you're going to drum up business. There are so many non-monetary ways for you to build your brand and your business. And again, that goes back to, you know, building a Twitter and Facebook following, you know, building yourself on the social media, you know, building a Facebook page and a fan page, Twitter following. You can also build yourself on YouTube, for example, if you're in the entertainment industry. So there are a lot of free resources available for you to do that. And if you have a website that's selling services, you know, another way of building your business is coming up with a great affiliate program where you can market yourself out there to thousands of people and put your business in front of others where they can re-promote you as well.
On your website, corpnet.com, you have a wonderful article about networking that I've seen, but I haven't seen one yet, and maybe just because I haven't looked that far, about affiliate marketing. Is there a guideline on how to do an affiliate marketing program like you just recommended?
And as a matter of fact, I do have an article on that, and it's on my blog. So if you search for it, my blog will come up with that article, but I've written one on that. But the networking for inspiration, that was an article that I wrote originally for Mashable.com, and that was a huge success for me. And, you know, I offer some great tips about the to-dos and not to-dos of networking.
If you have time, please give me one to-do and one not to-do from that one.
Well, you know, mostly the one thing that I'll tell you is that in networking, mainly with networking events, you know, there's a lot of drinking that goes on. So, you know, limit yourself to one or two drinks because you never know what's going to come out of it. You know, if you overdrink and start, you know, saying stuff that you may regret the next day. So always limit yourself. Always be ready to strike up a conversation with anybody. And you know what? Don't self-promote, you know, listen to what the other person has to say, you know, because it's always nice for people to talk about themselves, and people love to talk about themselves, you know, and it's always nice to hear what others have to say, and people like to talk, so kind of put yourself in their position and kind of take the listening ear, you know, and I think you'll see a lot more fruits out of that.